personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Weight, Unstoppable Weight.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave. Took everything. For promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560 or UncleUggBooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ugg, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ugg.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junk Joint Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junk Joint Party. It's only here on KAYT.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Calling me when faith is lost, and my hope exhausted, you will be my strength. When my mind says I'm not good enough, God, you're enough for me. Yeah, I've decided I'm not giving up, 'cause you won't give up on me.
Oh,
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Now we got it going on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour here in the Ham Camp, the Wade Hampton Show, where this day is Draw a Picture of a Bird Day. I've always had a soft place in my heart for people who really were good at drawing things, particularly birds and animals and things like that. Now, I'm not talking about people who do like chicken scratch, can't draw a lick, but think they can. I'm not people that can actually draw things. It's Draw a Picture of a Bird Day. And if you can do it, because that kind of thing really pleases folks. It's very pleasing to the eye for you to be able to draw something that looks real. Amen. I never could do that myself, but I do honor people who know how to do that. It's Draw a Picture of a Bird Day today, all right? Are you ready for Bible Jeopardy clue number 3? Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response, and here we go. What did Jesus tell the man who had the legion of demons once he was healed? What did Jesus tell the man who had the legion of demons once he was healed? Did he tell him to go home to his family? Did he tell him to move to a new town? Did he tell him to come with him? Or did he tell him to keep quiet? What did Jesus tell the man who had a legion of demons once he was healed? Go home to your family, move to a new town, come with me, or keep quiet? Mark 5:19 has the correct answer. And if you want to look it up, you can call me 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. We'll come back with the answer in just a moment. Hang out with us here in the Ham Camp.
You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. I'm speaking something different.
Austin.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
K-A-Y-T K-Q-J-O-F-M.
New music now.
That's brand new music from Adrian Lewis Freeman. It's called You've Been So Good. Thank you so much. You guys have been great. Thank you for hanging out with me here on the Wade Hampton Show. We're K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We have been praying in agreement for the end of the coronavirus, and we want to also talk about our covenant of health and welfare. We're standing on Psalm 103, 1 through 5. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases? Who redeems our life from destruction? Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles? We pray, Daddy, that we are healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. Our families walk in perfect health. We lift up all who've been afflicted by the coronavirus and believe for their deliverance. Thank you, Daddy, for good health. In Jesus' name, amen. This comes from Kenneth Copeland's ministry, and we use this at Global Impact Ministries as well. And I'm sure that your ministry could use something like this as we stand in agreement against coronavirus. In case you had not heard the correct answer to Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, let's get to that, shall we? What did Jesus tell the man who had the legion of demons once he was healed? Did he tell him to go home to his family? Did he tell him to move to a new town? Did he tell him to come with him, or maybe to keep quiet? Mark 5:19 has the correct answer. And if you said, what is, he told him to go home to his family. That would be the correct answer. Jesus told that man to go home to your family. Amen. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. We love it when you do it. Okay? All right. Hey, listen, we've got birthdays and anniversaries on the way. Please stay right where you are. This is the Wade Hampton Show, the best gospel show on the radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Anointed King Cuts wants to thank Central Louisiana and the surrounding areas for your wonderful support in their business. They are currently complying with the governor's stay-at-home order and will be closed until the order is lifted. Anointed King Cuts is looking forward to continuing to serve Central Louisiana and surrounding areas' personal grooming needs. Although they're closed because of social distancing, they've never been closer to the people of this area. Thank you for your support.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
We have just successfully elected 2 black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. It can be difficult to have a dream, especially if there are people in your life who think you should give up. Believe me, I've been told on more than one occasion that I should dream more realistically. I don't believe there's anything realistic about a dream. In fact, if there is, you're probably not dreaming big enough. But it's important to have hope to hang on to. I love what author Ayn Rand wrote, "Do not let your fire go out, sparked by irreplaceable spark in the hopeless swamps of the approximate, the not quite, the not yet, the not at all. Do not let the hero in your soul perish." To me, she's saying, don't give up just because you haven't reached your goal yet. Hope says, this story is still being written and it's going to be something good because God's in it. Don't quit just because you can't see the finish line. It might be around the very next corner. Connect with us at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today being the 8th day of April, that means somebody in the world is celebrating a birthday. Let's go to those people on our birthday list today. We'll start with Miss Francesca Stanley. She's turning 47 years young this morning. Happy birthday, Miss Francesca Stanley, on your birthday. Celebrating a birthday on this Wednesday is Gasmar Edition. Good morning and happy birthday to Gasmar Edition. It's 56 candles on the cake this morning for Miss Pat Johnson. Good morning to you, Miss Pat Johnson, and happy birthday to you. We've got Miss Rosa Felisa L. Swan Capers on the birthday list this morning. She turns 45 years young today. Happy birthday to you, Miss Rosa Felisa L. Swan Capers. Miss Keisha L. Ford celebrates her birthday this morning. We definitely want to say happy birthday to you, Keisha L. Ford. And happy 32nd birthday going out for Miss Jasmine Williams. Good morning. Happy birthday to you, Miss Jasmine Williams, on your 32nd birthday. Happy birthday to all the birthday people who celebrate wherever you happen to be. We want you to live long and prosper. Of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We're praying for victory over coronavirus and a scripture that I really love, and I'm sure you're going to love too. Psalm 91 and 10, it says, "There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling." Let's pray. Daddy, we thank you that we're protected from all effects of coronavirus. We take authority in Christ Jesus over that disease right now. It will not touch us or any of our families. God has highly exalted Jesus and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth, they'll all bow to Jesus. And coronavirus, you have a name, so bow your knee to that name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus. We thank you, Daddy God, for our protection from disease. Amen. That comes from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We thank them for that. We thank you so much for tuning in today to the Wade Hampton Show. It's always a pleasure, honor, and privilege to bring you this program. And if you got into agreement with us, you're unstoppable and untouchable. Amen. We're looking forward to doing it again tomorrow following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as you get set to enjoy more music and ministries right here on KAYT KQJOFM. You know, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Amen? Until we meet again, remember, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
It's time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before we go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where our strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only he can save my life, and only he.
wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day. This song and my prayer I give to only you. It can't compare to the gift from you. He gave us his love. He gave us his son.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I know there's some who don't believe. Sometimes it's very hard to see. Oh, we live this old life every day. Some things don't go your way.